It's Tuesday, the 22nd of March, 8 a.m. It's a lovely morning. It's not clear blue sky, it's a mixture of white cloud, which is actually moving, yeah, quite rapidly, heading south and east, so a northwest of it. Sun. When it gets a break, it's gloriously warm. At the moment, it's shielded by one of those fast-moving clouds. It's not hidden completely. It's, in fact, it's, if you like, illuminating that cloud from behind. It's cool this morning. Actually, when I went to bed last night, one of my last pre-bed checks, is opening the front door, checking that if everything's okay at the front of the house. I remembered to shut the garage door, and I could feel the air temperature had dropped rapidly. So, probably been a clear night. But it's nice, it's not frosty at all, it's just cool, cool air. Mind you, if that's a northwesterly, you can expect that. But it's a lovely morning, fine and dry. I've had a great spell, to be honest, of weather. Absolutely fantastic, good spell of weather. So I had a pretty decent sleep last night. More colour blue and colour green than colour orange. Orange is awake. So although up and down through the night, it was, if you like, in and out of deep sleep, light sleep. That's pretty normal, I guess. Well, actually pretty normal, it'd be worse than that, but that's okay. So I'm feeling okay this one, feeling pretty decent. Feeling pretty decent. Looking skywards up through the big tree that's just over the fence in the park to my right, to the west. I can see the little catkins being lit up by the sun, like those little white berries you maybe put in a Christmas tree. Only thousands of them. Seasons are great, you know. Seasons are great. I mean, proper seasons. Proper seasons. Where you go through, you know, where deciduous trees and shrubs drop their leaves, and then you get the new growth in the spring, and the same with the flowers, snowdrops and daffodils. I know a song about that. And bluebells. Yes. So I spent some good time yesterday getting on with things. And I was in the garden for a wee bit. Actually, no, that's not true. I was out in the garden for a good bit. I'm thinking of the back garden here. I was in this for a wee bit. But my side garden, my evergreen garden, I was being ruthless yesterday. Got the shears and the pruners out and the loppers. Trying to get ahead of the game. That lovely, healthy, fresh air and exercise. And it's not just that, gardening's so therapeutic. You can be out in the garden and Even if you're just tidying up, doing a wee bit of hoeing, or weeding's not a nice task at all, but being in the garden, just, you might only go out to do a little task. At least this happens with me anyway, when I go out, I grab the pruning shears or the pruners, because I'll see that there's something just needs to be tidy up. And once you've done that and you stand back, you realise that the shrub next to it, or the shrub along the border, or is needing the same, or you'll give that wee bit of hoe, or you'll before you know it, that simple little pruner's turned into about 2-3 hours in the garden. And that's not negativity, that's just positive, because it's as if your mind is telling you to, this is great what you're doing, this is good stuff, man, it's good stuff, keep it going. I find that anyway, I find I get carried away. And then when you can, later on in the day, you can look out your window with a cup of tea in your hand or a coffee. Not with intention, but just as you do, you look out windows, don't you? So I can find myself looking out the window and my eyes being caught at what I've done, and oh look, hey, that looks good. Oh, didn't notice that shrub was growing so fast, or didn't know, realise that some of the dafts were up. That's what happens. I've got a great big clump of hardy pelargonium geranium in front of me. It's where I usually stand. It's just coming into leaf, it looks horrible. It really does look horrible, you know. But I know what it's going to look like in a few weeks' time. But one of those instances of looking out the window was yesterday when, for I don't know how I missed it, then there's two clumps in the back border of hardy geraniums, separated by about 10-12 feet, and they have erupted. I mean, really, they are so far into growth, 10 inches high, about a metre in diameter each. And why are they growing so damn fast? And the one in front, the one that's in front of me, is not. Why, you're a lazy bugger. Yeah, why are you being so lazy? You should have been up as quickly as your siblings. Anyway, garden's so therapeutic. Even standing here this morning, just watching and looking at the garden and talking about it, yeah. So the sun's made its way out again. So casting shadows on the rear wall, shining through the Scotch pine. Two Scotch pines are side by side. In fact, there's three. It's just that there's one is slightly hidden from view where I stand, slightly hidden by the big whizzly that's in my garden. And the holly, shiny holly leaves there. That plant's growing well. That's growing. It's quite tall now, about 8 foot tall. Needs to have its head hacked, a haircut, to make it fill out. Definitely spring weather. I've heard people with their lawnmowers. I've seen people tidying their borders and buying plants. But we have a saying here. Near cast a clout to mise out. And it's pretty true, actually. Because we can get late frosts right into May easily. I'm not sure it'll happen this year, our seasons have changed so much. Didn't even have a winter. Not a true winter. Crazy stuff, crazy. But anyway, I'll take this weather any time. Getting up in the morning and seeing sunshine in your rear windows, that's a kickstarter right away, isn't it? It's a big silver bullet flies through the air. British Airways, I guess. You can see a blue tail fin anyway. You can also see a big fat wood pigeon on top of the telegraph pole. Probably deciding whether to risk going near its nest, if it is its nest in the laurel bush while I'm here, or wait to the human bugger gets out the road. I guess I'll wait. It'll take off for now because I'm just about to throw my tea away. It's a pity, but it'll come back. It'll come back. And off it goes. Tell you what, you can hardly blink your eyelid if these buggers go off. I suppose that's part of the heritage, if you like, or the inherent instinct, because their ancestors, probably, their ancestors probably still goes on today, were constantly being shot at by shotguns. The seagull glides silently, effortlessly, over the garden, perusing the ground for bites to eat. Never land in the garden though, I've never seen a seagull come anywhere near my garden, or anybody else's garden round about here for that matter. They don't like gardens. Which is a good thing. I wouldn't want seagulls paddling about in my garden.